For years now, the historically working-class Latino Mission District in San Francisco has been a battleground for conflicts over gentrification and displacement. Earlier this month, San Francisco voters rejected Prop I, which would have halted the development of market-rate housing in the Mission for a year and a half. One-bedroom apartments in the Mission continue to make the lists of the most expensive rents in the country, and the district has some of the highest rates of evictions in San Francisco. According to census data, these changes have been happening since the 1980s. The Latino population has been decreasing, and so has the share of family households, going from over 50% to just under 40% between 1980 and 2013. Eva Royale and her family moved out of the neighborhood 7 years ago when she couldn't find housing she could afford. Her life still revolves around the neighborhood, even though she hasn't been able to move back. KLW's Angela Johnston brings us her story.
There isn't much in the backyard of Eva Royale's house. Two white metal patio chairs, her grandson's toy cars. What stands out most is her beloved 44-year-old cactus collection.
I have plants from my grandmother's yard that, you know, and plants that I got in when we were living in Santa Cruz. My husband was in graduate school.
She shows me her favorite. It's a San Pedro cactus in a big clay pot, sticking out of the dirt like a bunch of spiky cucumbers.
This original plant, it took 30 years before it bloomed. A couple years ago, it bloomed these beautiful white flowers.
Her cacti are resilient. They've survived many moves, from her childhood backyard in the Central Valley to student housing at San Francisco State, then to Santa Cruz and back to San Francisco again, to the Mission, where she got work organizing for the United Farm Workers Union. Now, Royale lives in Daly City with her husband, her daughter, her son-in-law, and two grandchildren. Her cacti are there too. But her heart...
I come here to go to sleep and leave.
...is still in the Mission. It's dark. Every morning, Royale wakes up, makes breakfast for her family, and then everyone leaves for San Francisco, even the grandkids. I join Royale as she leaves for work one morning. As we make our way into the garage, she points out a pile of boxes near the washing machine.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And then there's my daughter's stuff is there, and all this other stuff is mine. You know, see, like all the books, definitely have not been emptied.
This is all stuff from when they moved from the Mission 7 years ago.
But how many boxes would you say are here?
I don't know, I would say a good 30, 40 boxes.
And you're hoping just you're going to be moving again soon, so that's why you don't want to...
Well, I don't know how soon, but we will be moving. We're not going to stay here.
Her garage is so full of boxes, her car doesn't even fit. It's parked across the street.
Do you know your neighbors?
No, I don't know my neighbors.
Even after 7 years?
Well...
Royale's family pays about $2,900 a month for three bedrooms, a garage, and a backyard. They'd be paying almost 80% more if she wanted to rent a three-bedroom in the Mission. But Daly City's rental market is also growing fast. According to the online real estate database Zillow, Daly City rents are up 20% from last year. The proximity to San Francisco makes it desirable. If Royale leaves after rush hour, it only takes her 15 minutes to drive to work. Before heading to her small office in the Mission, we take a quick detour to Florida Street, to her first house in the neighborhood, a bright yellow two-story Victorian.
Okay, so this is Florida, and we were here for 15 years. This one here, next door, 1440. In fact, I guess
from her kitchen window at this place in 1995, Royale watched as city workers switched the Army Street sign to Cesar Chavez Street. It was a triumphant moment for her personally. She had campaigned to preserve Latino heritage in the Mission for many years and founded the Cesar Chavez Holiday Parade. But that same year the street name changed, this house was put up for sale.
The owners had offered to sell it to us. For $110,000. $110,000 with $10,000 down.
They were both grad students. They had four kids. They didn't have $10,000. She thinks the house got sold to a single guy, a lawyer.
It's the haves and the have-nots. It's like, not fair.
For the next decade, Royale and her family bounced around from apartment to apartment. in the Mission and the surrounding neighborhoods, Presida Park, the Excelsior. This was during the first tech boom, when Latinos were getting priced out of the neighborhood just like they are now. Royal thought she got lucky when her family moved into an aunt's place in Bernal Heights. But when her aunt passed away, that house got sold for $1 million.
Do you still think about that place?
Well, yeah, because, you know, those are like the roots, right? Family roots. And they no longer exist.
We drive on to Royale's office. It's just down the street from her old house on Florida. Royale spends most of her time planning and raising money for the Cesar Chavez parade and festival. The walls behind her desk are plastered with great boycott posters and pictures of Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez. She also volunteers her time at other organizations, like Calle 24, an organization that's trying to preserve the heritage of 24th Street in the Mission.
Fighting to keep the culture and the history here and the people, but it's getting watered down and pushed out, and every corner they're building.
Royale isn't involved in Latino cultural organizations in Daly City, which actually has a growing Latino population. Getting involved with the community there, she says, would be giving up on the Mission.
No way. In fact, somebody wanted me to run for school board or something. I said, no way. I don't want to be on the school board in Daly City. I don't know Daly City schools. I'm not interested, And so it's like, I said, thank you, but no thank you.
Royale has volunteer meetings in the Mission at different organizations 3 or 4 nights a week. She's here on the weekends, too.
Yeah, everything I know, everybody I know, everybody, all the issues that, I'm involved in and the issues I care about are here. I'm here every day because this is my world. I mean, I sleep somewhere else, but this is where I live and work.
Royale hopes that will change soon. She keeps her eyes open for friends who may be moving. Word of mouth is her best bet, she says. And she's 68 now, so she's hoping the city will start construction on a spot designated for senior housing in the Mission, on 24th and Harrison.
And it's still sitting there, nothing's happening yet, right? So it's like, how long is that going to take? So now that I qualify, where's the list? I want to get on the list.
For now, at the end of each day, she'll return to her house in Daly City. But that house isn't home for Royale. Her treasured cacti, they aren't even planted in the ground. She says she's been keeping them up and hoping that they get a home, too.
So they can really, flourish and grow it. But right now they're living in pots, which is, I feel like I'm living in a pot. Waiting to, be planted somewhere, permanent, other than a grave,
For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.